November 17th, 1989. A crowd of students has deviated from an officially sanctioned march and has made its way to the center of town, to Prague's Národní Street, where it's confronted by a line of riot police. "Let us through," the students chant, but instead the police charge with batons, injuring dozens. False reports that a student has been killed spread like wildfire, and the protests quickly spiral out of control. Within a week, the crowds have swollen to 800,000 people, so big the only public space big enough is Letná Plain, a large open area near Sparta Prague football stadium.
Even now, it's something that...
Tomáš Tulinger was 19 years old in 1989, was on Národní on the 17th, and at Letná a week later. I've brought him back to share his feelings 30 years on.
So I was not really happy. I was even told by my teachers that I would definitely flee the country sooner or later because of my mindset. So...
Where were you on the 17th of November, 89?
On the 17th of November, I was at Národní.
You were on Národní with the
others. Well, I was at Albertov first, and I was at Národní with my colleagues from school. And we were like, I don't know, 50 meters from the row of the police.
Did you have any inkling, any idea, any feeling, okay, this is it? Or was this just another demonstration?
No, I think that who says, okay, I felt this was it, is lying. Because it was, first of all, it was an officially approved meeting of students.
So when did you feel, okay, this is finally happening, this is now the end of the regime?
When I saw Václav Havel in Wenceslas Square at the Melantrich or the Melantrich building. But it was not sure. I was told later, like, okay, even that Letná, if the army or if the leaders and the army decided to go against, it would take just one flew of a plane above the crowd and it would be over.
Even with 800,000 people here?
Yeah.
To make sure today's generation of 19-year-olds don't forget what happened in November 89 and the four decades of totalitarian communism that preceded it, an organization called Post Bellum runs an oral history project named Paměť národa, or Memory of the Nation. They've collected thousands of hours of eyewitness testimony, not just about the communist period, but also the Nazi occupation and the first Czechoslovak Republic. They're particularly active in schools, where their projects complement the history curriculum, the teaching of which can vary substantially from school to school. Magdalena Benešová is the head of Post Bellum's educational program.
I think that we are still in debt considering our coping with our history. There is a lot of things that are not generally known. The kids, they are not very interested in history and the past. We are often at schools, and although it differs, some schools are very good, there are still a lot of schools that they don't teach about the modern history at all.
There's some discussion over whether things are slowly slipping backwards to a situation similar to, but of course not the same as, the communist period, when a disinterested and demoralized populace was largely disconnected from public life, content to retreat into their family and private circles and distract themselves with what consumer goods they could obtain or afford. Many regard that view as overly pessimistic. But certainly November the 17th is always an opportunity for Czechs and Slovaks to pause and recognize the tangible differences between life now and life then. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.